Lauren Valentino and Jarrett Moody are city dwellers, but they love getting out of San Francisco as often as possible to visit the wild places preserved in the state park system. So the announced plan to close nearly a quarter of those parks by the end of this month was deeply upsetting to them.
The two of us knew many of the parks on the list and had been to them. Samuel P. Taylor, China Camp, Henry Coe, a lot of the Bay Area parks that we frequented on the weekends were on that list, and we just couldn't imagine how great all the other parks on the list could be if there were 70 more that were closing. So we decided to see all of them before July 2012.
They also decided to film their journey, even though neither of them had any real experience making movies.
I was actually working as a fashion designer in San Francisco, so zero experience with film, and signed on as a producer for this project.
I've worked in video and film, but this is my first time behind the camera.
It was when another friend, Corey Brown, joined the enterprise, Valentino recalls, that the whole project abruptly came into focus.
He happened to be traveling across the country in his converted airport shuttle bus, and he had a little bit of background in film as well. So he was totally on board with it and was actually on his way to San Francisco, and the entire trip took place in this converted airport shuttle bus. That's where we lived for 4 months.
From August to November of last year, the trio traversed most of California, filming their new discoveries as they went.
Some of the desert parks we had never been to before down in Southern California, so those were really different for us. Some of the parks way up north were also really unique, some of those redwood parks and that really dramatic coastline that you don't really get anywhere else in the state.
When they came home and settled into the process of assembling and editing the footage they had collected, they faced a two-month deadline to get the film finished. Moody says they were able to complete the first 70 within that tight timeline, in part, because of the low-tech approach they used.
It was all shot on just DSLR. Most people would recognize it as just a still camera, but the video function has gotten to that level that you can start using it for things like documentaries and filmmakings. It was the right time to make a movie like this because it was something that we could actually afford, and without that technology, I'm not sure it ever would have happened.
Over the past few months, the first 70 has been shown at numerous fundraisers and other events held to help keep the threatened parks open. In some cases, such as Jack London and Annadale here in Sonoma County, those efforts have been successful. But Moody observes that the bigger picture is still bleak.
There's still a lot of parks that are closing, and it'll be interesting to see what happens and if what we and what people in our film predict was going to happen does happen. If vandalism occurs to the extent that the savings from closures are actually negated, or if local economies are affected to the extent that no money is actually saved because of the tax revenue that would be generated in the surrounding areas.
Beyond whatever unfolds in California, adds Valentino, their film offers a cautionary story for other states that could be on a similar course. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.